Morning.
Hi, 大家早.
I thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you today.
我很感谢你们给我这样的机会来跟大家分享.
Your church and your pastor have both been a very big blessing to us.
你们的这个教会和你们的牧师们都对我们都非常的恩待我们.
From your pastor showing me where to go for pastor meetings and helping me out.
你们的牧师常常带领我去开会或者是帮助我.
Two sisters from your congregation playing the piano for us on Sunday mornings.
还有你们当中有两位姊妹在我们的崇拜的时候呢，在这边跟我们弹琴.
And also for your youth attending our services, and for Joseph, the teacher for the youth, he has helped us tremendously with the sound system.
还有你们的年轻人在我们当中也一起崇拜，还有。 这个Joseph也在这帮助我们来带领这些年轻朋友。
Hopefully as our congregation grows and we have some more people, we will be able to be as equal a blessing to you.
但愿一天我们的这个教会在增长的时候呢，我们能够也同样的来给你们一些帮助。
Let us go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们来做祷告。
Father, our God in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们的你的话语。
For preserving your word and keeping it inerrant through the times.
使到你的话语在过去这么多年来还是一成不变。
For the gift you've given us in Jesus Christ.
感谢你给我们从基督来的恩赐。
And for the power of your spirit in our lives to help us to live the life you would have us to live.
也赐给我们从你那来的圣灵来帮助我们能够 活出你要我们活的样式。
As we come before you this morning, Lord,
我们今天早上来到你面前,
we ask that our hearts would be open,
我们求你打开我们的心,
that the evil one would be bound,
好让那恶者能够被限制,
and Father, that your spirit would have the freedom to show us your word, to administer to us,
愿你的圣灵在我们当中运行, 好让我们能够明白你的话,
and to edify us, Lord.
好，让我们能够在你面前洁净。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Today and this weekend, actually tomorrow, we celebrate in the United States the 4th of July.
That 今天这个周末，我们要庆祝美国的7月4号的独立日。
That is the birth of America and the day of the Declaration of Independence in 1776.
这一天是美国的诞生的庆祝，也是美国当年。 在1776年的时候，开始采用这个独立宣言。
Freedom may be free to us, but it cost many of our ancestors their lives.
这个自由可能是对我们来说是免费的，可是呢，这个代价是非常高，因为我们有很多前辈都被牺牲了。
Once achieved, freedom has to be maintained. It is not automatic.
当我们得到这样的自由的时候，我们还需要很用力的、用心的去保持这个自由。
Even today in this country, we are beginning to lose many of those freedoms.
今天我们正在开始的失去了一些我们的自由。
We have allowed people into our government that do not hold to the same principles as our founding fathers.
我们让一些政府的人员进入来这个国家来 不依照我们当年的伯父们他们所设立的一些原则。
And so we are beginning to see some of our liberties slip away.
我们开始看到我们有一些自由在慢慢的就消失了。
Today, however, I'm not here to talk to you about American independence, but another freedom that we can receive.
今天我在这不是跟你们谈论一些自由，就是这类的自由，而是谈论一个更不一样的自由。
A freedom that is available to anyone and not just to a people in a certain country.
这个自由呢，是可以任何人都可以得到，而且呢，不限制在任何一个国家。
A freedom that is guaranteed, that is being maintained by one who is invincible.
这个自由呢，是保证能够永远长存，而且是靠着神来保证的。
The gospel speaks of this freedom.
圣经常常提到这个自由。
Jesus spoke about it, Peter spoke about it, John, James, and Paul.
耶稣曾经说过这些自由，而且他的门徒们也 也讲过这些自由。
It is the freedom that cost God's Son His very life. It was not free, but it is to us.
这个自由不是免费的，是通过耶稣基督他的牺牲而得到的。
Within this freedom, there are responsibilities.
在这个自由当中，我们有很多责任。
Just as in the nation of America, to keep the liberties and freedoms that we have,
就好像在美国，为了要保留我们这样的民主的自由。
Requires certain things such as making sure that those who go into office to protect us have the like mind.
就是我们需要把那些我们选出来的代表在政府里面来代表我们心里的原则。
So also within this freedom, we have a responsibility to walk in accordance with what the freedom requires.
就因为这样说，我们的自由呢才能够得到保障。
We'll be looking at Romans chapter 8 today.
我们会看罗马书第八章。
But in order to truly understand Romans 8, we must first have a little background in Romans 6 and Romans 7.
为了要帮助我们明白罗马书八章，我们需要再看一下罗马书六章和七章，得到一些背景。
When a person decides to come into this freedom that God offers,
当一个人他愿意来接受这样的神从神来的自由。
He comes and he makes us a new creation.
他神来到，他使到我们成为新造的人。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17,
在哥林多后书五章十七节
，It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed; new things have come."
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So he makes us as if we are new. All of those things we have done in the past, he chooses to forget. He puts under the blood the sacrifice of his son.
所以他使我们完全更新，我们过去一切所行的，他都不再计较。
And he sees us as new.
他把我们当作是新造的人。
He not only sees us as new, but then he gives us a seal.
他不只是当作我们是新造的人，而且他也给我们一个印记为保证。
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 says that when you heard the gospel of your salvation, having believed, he put in you the seal of the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of what is to come.
以弗所书第一章有提到说，当我们接受神的道的时候，他把他的印记放在我们心里，使到我们能够真正明白他的道理。
This Holy Spirit,
这个这个圣灵
is the very one who gives us, who makes us that new creation.
这个圣灵就是那个使到我们成为新造之人的。
In the book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 5,
在提多书第三章第五节
it says that it is not because of the good things we have done.
他说到，这个不只是我们所做了什么行善了
but because of his mercy he saved us.
是因为神的恩典和怜悯。
By the washing, renewal, and rebirth of the Holy Spirit.
是因为神的宝血来洗净了我们，使到我们能够重生。
This is an act that God does when we believe.
这是当我们信的时候，神在我们身上所做的工。
Apart from our good works and efforts.
与我们的行善和我们的所行的一切是没有关系。
He makes us that new creation.
他使到我们是一个新造的人。
And then he puts his spirit in us to seal us as a guarantee of our inheritance.
他以借着圣灵把印记放在我们心里，好让我们能够有得到这个得胜的保证。
In the book of John, chapter 14,
在约翰福音第十四章
，in verse 16 and 17,
十六节到十七节
，Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper."
他说：“我要求父，父就给我另外一位保惠师
，that he may be with you forever，
叫他永远与我们同在。
This is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive。
这就是真理的圣灵，是乃世人不能接受的。
Because it does not see him or know him，
因为不见他，也不认识他。
But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you。”
但是你们却认识他， 因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
There is a work of the Holy Spirit that is done in our lives to generate us, regenerate us.
这是完完全全是圣灵在我们身上的工作，使到我们能够更新。
He will be in us forever.
他会在永远的在我们心里。
And he is there to be our helper, our teacher, and to give us the power to live the life.
他是我们的保惠师，也是我们的老师，给我们能够有得生的盼望。
And the freedom that we receive when we come to Christ.
甚至也给我们那个能够得到在耶稣基督里面的自由。
The Roman believers, those in Rome who chose to believe,
在罗马的信徒
were confused about how to act once they became a believer.
有些不知道怎么样行，当他们成为基督徒之后。
They basically formed two groups.
他们基本上有两组人。
There were those who thought that after receiving Jesus Christ, they would have to go back to living under the law.
有些他们认为，就是如果他们相信了耶稣基督之后，他们还是需要在律法之下。
That is the Jewish law with all its requirements and regulations.
那就是那些犹太人的律法，包括了很多的限制。
And that this must be done in their own strength and effort.
这是让他们自己要靠自己的力量来去遵循这些律法。
Then there was a second group.
还有第二组。
And they believed that since they were saved by grace,
他们相信既然他们已经被这个神的恩典拯救了，
that they were free to continue in a life of sin.
他们可以继续的犯罪。
Because after all, the more that they sinned, the more grace would abound to them.
因为他们相信他们越犯罪，神的恩典就越多。
So Paul had to set out in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 14.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章有这要从一到十四节有这么提到。
To tell them that they died when they came to Christ.
是告诉他们，当你们来到耶稣基督的面前的时候，你过去的旧我就死了。
And when they died, they are no longer to live to sin.
你们的过去的旧我死了，你就从今以后就不再犯罪。
And then in chapter 6 verse 15 to chapter 7 verse 6.
在罗马书第六章十五节到第七章第六节。
He explained to them how the law, the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, only had the power to show what sin was.
他告诉他们，这个律法，包括那个十诫，只是让我们能够知道我们是罪。
But it could do nothing to remove it.
可是却不能够把我们的罪挪去。
And then in verse 7 to verse 25 of chapter 7,
在第七章七到二十五节，
Paul talked about a battle that I am assuming that at least some here would be facing today.
他提到一个在心里的挣扎，我相信在你们当中也有这样的感觉。
It is a struggle that we face as a believer.
这是信徒所有的这种挣扎。
When we want to do that which is right,
当我们要行善，
but we cannot do it.
可是我们却行不出来。
Paul also had this problem.
保罗也有这样的体会。
Until he found the solution.
直到他找到了一个答案。
If you look with me in Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 25.
如果你看罗马书第七章二十一节到二十五节。
He says this. He says, I find then the principle of evil is present in me.
Give me a second. Mm-hmm.他说到在二十一节，他说到我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
The one who wants to do good.
那要行善的。
For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man.
我愿意照着神的律法来行。
But I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. Verse 23.
Yeah.
Should have been in there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, 我觉得，但我觉得我心中，我的肢体中另外有个律，和我心中的律交战。
Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death?Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这起死的身体呢？
So then, on the one hand, I myself, with my mind, am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin.
靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
What Paul is saying here,
保罗这样在说，
is that although he wants to do what is good,
虽然他愿意行善，
he truly wants to please God,
他真正的要使到神满意，
and yet he does those very things he does not want to do.
可是他还是行出来的不是他所想的。
A struggle that many believers have.
这个挣扎很多信徒都有。
Until they come to the point where they realize the power that God has put within them.
一直到他们看到神在他们身上给他们的力量。
Ephesians 1:13 and 14.
Ephesians 1:13 and 14.
Said that God put His Spirit in us as a seal guaranteeing our inheritance.
说神借着圣灵把他的印记放在我们心中。
So this bottle has a seal, and if I squeeze the bottle, nothing will come out.
所以这一个瓶子有一个印记，如果我这样抓这个瓶子，水不会流出来。
I must first break the seal before I can get to the water.
我一定要把这个印记把它拿走，才能够把水拿出来。
And so on this bottle, I have a little tab I have to pull, and still I cannot get the water when squeezing it.
Yeah, 我把这个印记这边把拉出来，我还是不能够把那个水挤出来。
There is a seal between the lid and the bottle.
因为还有一个盖把这个水盖住了。
And once I break it, then I can get to the water.
如果把这个盖拿开，我的水就能够倒出来。
So the Holy Spirit that God puts in us,
所以神放在我们心中的圣灵
has sealed us.
就是帮我们抵挡了这个罪。
And to break that seal,
如果我要打破这道墙，
one would have to be greater than the seal.
你必须要有这个能力才能够。
That is why it is a guarantee of our inheritance.
所以呢，这个我们的基业呢，是从神来可以得到保证。
But he is not only there to be a seal.
可是他不只是当作我们的保证。
He is there to give us power to live the life that God has called us to.
他也给我们力量能够来活出神的样式来。
And Paul in Romans chapter 8 gives us the secret.
保罗在罗马书八章给我们一个秘密。
In the book of John chapter 8 and 32,
在罗马书啊没有在约翰福音第八章第三十二节。
Jesus said, "If you obey my commands, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
耶稣说，如果你我们牢记他的教导，真理必叫我们得以自由。
But in Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 25,
在罗马书第七章第七节到第二十五节
，It does not sound very freeing.
那听起来好像不是很自由。
For Paul talked about the evil that is present in him in verse 21.
所以保罗在第二十一节的时候提到在他心中的罪。
He sees a war within himself.
他看到他自己当中有一个挣扎，有一个征战。
In verse 25,
在第二十五节
，He says, "On one hand, I myself, with my mind, am a servant of the law of God."
在第二十五节他说到我以内心
So on one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God.
所以在从一边来看来我在我的内心我愿意顺服神的律。
But on the other hand, with my flesh, the law of sin.
可是我的肉体却使我顺服罪的力了。
And that is the conflict that many face even today.
这就是我们今天所面对的挣扎。
In fact, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 17.
其实这个哥罗西书第五章第十
Galatians 5:17.
第五章第十七节。
The scripture says that the spirit wars conflicts against the nature and the sinful nature against the spirit.
在里面也提到我们的这个肉体的罪跟我们的这个圣灵挣扎。
That they're in conflict with one another.
他们是有冲突的。
I have even heard many people say it is like a white dog and a black dog.
我常听到人说，就好像一个一只黑狗，一只白狗。
And whichever one you feed will win.
不管是哪一只狗，你喂它，它就会赢的。
But again, that is not very freeing.
可是这不是很自由的。
But Christ has promised us freedom.
可是耶稣基督给我们应许，我们得到能够得到自由。
And peace in the spirit.
而且在我们灵里有平安。
And so therefore, Paul set out in Romans chapter 8 to explain how to live above that confrontation, how to live above that struggle.
所以这个保罗在第八章的时候有教导我们怎么样能够胜过这样的一个挣扎。
So if you look with me in verse 1 of chapter 8,
你看保罗的罗马书第八章第一到二节。
He says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
他说到如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
In other words, at eternity, when we face the judgment,
换句话说在永恒的时候当我们面对神的审判的时候
we will not be judged.
我们不会被定罪。
For Jesus paid the price.
是因为耶稣基督已经给我们付了代价。
And so there he is able to say, now there is no condemnation, even now.
所以他才能够说，就是现在你们也不会被定罪。
He says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
他说，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
This is because Jesus, who died on the cross,
这是因为耶稣基督在十字架上死了
paid the price for our sins.
他因着我们的罪而付了代价
and then he sat in judgment of sin.
然后他就是作为审判者
and condemned sin, sinful man.
他会对为定罪
And so therefore, Paul is saying in chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, that we have freedom at the judgment seat.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章一到二节的时候，他说到在审判的时候，我们有完全的自由。
And that the law of the Spirit of life has set you free.
而且就是这个是生命圣灵的律，使到我们能够完全得到自由。
From the wages of sin and death.
完全从我们罪的和死的这个代价里面得到出来。
For anyone who comes before God.
任何人如果来到神的面前。
On their own merits,
是照着他自己的意思的话
apart from Jesus Christ,
如果没有耶稣基督
will be judged based on the law of sin and death,
一定会在受到这个死和罪而被定罪
that is that they will be judged based on their own good and their own bad,
所以他们就会因着他们的行善或者行恶来判罪
and the law requires 100% perfection,
那律法是要100%的顺服
For that is God's standard.
那是神的标准
And so therefore, if you are not able to live every day,
如果你每一天不能够像这样的来活
with complete obedience to all 10 commandments,
完完全全的顺服十诫
then the law of sin and death,
那这个死和罪的律
will find us guilty.
就会使到我们是成为有罪。
But that is why God has provided.
这是因为这样，所以这个神就给我们预备了。
The law of life through the Spirit.
这个是生命圣灵的律。
That we might be found acceptable before Him on that day.
直到我们在当他来到在审判的时候，我们能够被他接受。
And so verse 1 and 2 tells us about this law of the Spirit versus the law of sin and death.
所以这个八章第一第二节提到我们这个。是生命圣灵的律和这个罪和死的律。
But it does not explain how to live by the law of the Spirit.
可是却不告诉我们怎么样的在这样的律下面来活。
And so if we look in verse 3 and 4,
如果我们看第三节和第四节。
For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did.
所以那律法所以律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的神就差遣了自己的儿子成为罪身的形状做了赎罪祭在肉体中定了罪案
God did sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin.
神就差遣了自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭。
He condemned sin in the flesh.
他在肉体中定了罪案。
So that the requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
So Paul is saying here that what the law could not do,
所以保罗这边说，那律法不能行的。
Not that the law was bad, but because of our sinful nature,
不是律法无能，只是我们的罪。
It could point to sin, but it could do nothing to solve the problem of sin.
律法只能使我们知罪，可是却不能解决我们对罪被罪的捆绑。
God did by sending His only Son.
可是神却差遣了他自己的独生儿子。
Condemning sin in the flesh.
定罪在我们这个肉体里面。
So that the law that God originally gave, the Ten Commandments,
好让当年神给我们的十诫
could be met through Christ.
能够在借着耶稣基督能够成就。
So Paul is reminding his readers that it is not the law that is weak.
所以保罗在为他的读者提醒。
And imperfect.
就是这个律法不是无能，也不是不完全。
But it is our sinful nature.
只是因为我们的肉体的欲望。
The evil desires in us.
我们的罪。
That causes the law to be weak.
使到这律法是没有能力。
In Romans chapter 7.
在罗马书第七章。
Beginning in verse 8.
在第八节开始。
It says, but sin, taking the opportunity through the commandment, that is the law.
他说罪趁着机会，就借着诫命，叫诸般的贪心在我里头。
Produced in me coveting of every kind.
就在借着这个机会，叫诸般的贪心在我里头。
For apart from the law, sin is dead.
因为没有律法，罪是死的。
I once was alive apart from the law.
我以前没有律法是活着的。
But when the command came, sin became alive and I died.
但是诫命来到，罪又活了，我就死了。
And this commandment is result which was to result in life proved to result in death for me.
因为这罪
Verse 10.
那本来叫人的活的诫命反倒叫我死了。
For sin taking the opportunity through the commandment deceived me and through it killed me.
因为罪趁着机会就借着诫命引诱我。并且杀了我。
For sin seized the opportunity and the evil that is in me due to my sinful nature.
所以罪借着这样的机会，而且是借着我们心里的这个罪行。
Brought about death in that which was meant to bring life.
使到我们能够死，而没有不能活过来。
So God sent His Son in the likeness of man.
所以神差遣了。他的独生儿子以人的形状来到
to be the atoning sacrifice
是作为我们的赎罪祭
to take our place
来取代我们
to pay the price
来给我们付代价
for that which we deserve
是因为我们应得的罪
he who lived the perfect life
他是一个完完全全圣洁的人
who met all the requirements of the law
他在律法之内是完全没有犯法
died for us.
可是他却为我们而死了。
And so therefore, Romans 8, chapter, verse 1.
所以罗马书第八章一第一节。
It says, therefore there is now no condemnation.
他说如今那些基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
For those who are in Christ.
那些在基督耶稣基督里的就没有，那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
This freedom comes with an obligation.
这个自由是有一个代价的。
And in verse 5 through 8,
在第五节到第八节,
we will be looking at the conflict, the differences between the person who has the Spirit,
我们会再详细再看那个有一个人是在他有这个神的圣灵的,
and the person who does not have the Holy Spirit,
还有另外一个人是没有神的圣灵的。
And so if you look in verse 5, it says, for those who are according to the flesh,
所以你看第五节,
set their mind on those things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, set their things on the Spirit. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace.
因为体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Because the mindset of the flesh is hostile toward God, it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so.
原来体贴肉体的就是以神为仇，因为不服从神的律，也是不能服。
And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
And so Paul says in verse 3, as well as in chapter 7, verse 25,
所以保罗在第三节，而且甚至第七章也提到,
that evil lived within him.
那罪恶在我，在他心里,
that is the sinful nature.
就是他的肉体的罪恶。
And so the mind, natural mind, apart from the Spirit of God,
所以他自然而然的就会远离了神的灵,
has its mind set on those things that that nature desires.
所以他的这个体贴了这个肉体的欲望。
Depending on how old you were when you came to know Jesus Christ,
yeah, 就看你在什么年龄的时候来到神的面前接受他。
If you have reached that point,
如果你已经来到这个地步,
you remember how that nature drove your thoughts, your desires, and all that you wanted.
所以你就会回想到你的肉体的欲望怎么样的来控制自己的心思意念。
And this does not mean that a person is evil in all areas.
这不是说你在无所不行，都是无所所行的都是恶的。
But Jeremiah 17 says the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can understand it?
耶利米书第
Jeremiah 17
第17章有提到
says the heart is it deceitfully wicked.
我们的心是非常邪恶的
above all things.
比任何事情更邪恶,
who can understand it?
比任何我们能够了解的事情更邪恶。
To have an understanding of how the mind of the natural man works, James did a very good job for us.
为了使到我们能够更加明白我们这个思念是怎么样的行的，这个雅各书有给我们一些提醒。
In James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
在雅各书第一章第十四、十五节,
James says that each one is tempted when by his own evil desires he is dragged away and enticed.
他说我们每一个人都会被这个邪恶引诱，我们就会被挪去。
Then after desire has conceived,
当我们这个欲望产生了,
it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
就会生出罪来，罪就使我们这罪长成了，就会带出罪，这个死亡。
So if we compare what Paul says in Romans 7 to what James says in chapter 1,
如果我们比较这个罗马书在第七章和这雅各书所提的,
in Romans 7, verse 21, Paul said, for I find this principle that evil is present in me.
在罗马书第七章第21节他说到那个罪恶是在我里面。
And James, likewise, in verse 14, says, but each one is tempted when by his own evil desires.
那在雅各书第一章也提到，就是我们每一个人都会受到罪的试探。
This is the natural man.
这是一个自然的。
The fallen nature.
是因为我们堕落了。
And our own sinful nature,
是我们自己的这个罪恶,
drags us away,
把我们从神里面拿去了,
and entices us,
而且引诱我们。
In other words, our imagination begins to program what it could be,
所以我们只是靠自己想象力，我们来想象我们应该要怎么行。
The possibilities of the lusts and the things of the nature,
我们心中的情欲
It has an idea, the Greek has the idea of a fisherman.
那希腊人他们有一个概念，就是那个渔夫。
Throwing bait before a fish.
他把鱼饵丢到鱼的前面来。
And the type of bait that fish likes.
他所用的鱼饵是鱼所喜欢的。
And he throws it out before the fish.
他也把鱼饵抛出去。
And pulls it back in.
把绳拉回来。
And throws it out before the fish.
再抛出去。
And pulls it back in.
再把绳拉回来。
Until the fish goes for it.
直到那鱼。追上这要咬这个。
And that is what James is describing for us.
这就是雅各给我们所。
That is how the sinful mind works.
这是我们的这个充满罪恶的脑。
And once our imagination has enticed us.
当我们想象这使我们被引诱了。
Then it says desire is conceived.
这个欲望就产生了。
And it gives birth to sin.
这个欲望产生了罪就生出来了。
So we are either a slave to sin,
我们不然就是罪的奴仆
to that evil within us,
是因为我们心里面有罪
or if we are a believer,
或者我们是一个信徒
we can be free from that bondage,
我们可以完完全全的在罪的捆绑里面
because you see sin at first is fun,
因为你看到罪
if it wasn't fun, nobody would do.
Yeah, 罪呢本来看起来是好像很好的。
But it is fun only in lust until it enslaves you.
Yeah, 罪是很好的，可是呢，看起来是好，可是当它把我们捆绑了之后
，until it puts you in bondage.
Yeah, 我们正被捆绑之后
，so that you can never escape.
我们就不能够脱离。
Although you don't want to do it any longer,
虽然你不想再继续犯罪
，it has taken mastery over you.
可是罪已经把你挪去了。
But in the power of God, you can be free.
可是在靠着神的力量，你可以得到自由。
He has come to set the captives free.
他来到使被捆绑的人得到释放。
He has come to give us freedom in Jesus Christ.
他来到使到你们能够借着耶稣基督能够得到完全的释放。
That is why in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 8.
所以在罗马书第八章五到八节。
It says, For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
他说因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
But those who are according to the Spirit on the things of the Spirit.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For the mind of the flesh is death.
体贴肉体的就是死。
But the mind of the Spirit is life.
体贴圣灵的乃是生命。
And peace.
平安。
And then it says, listen to this, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God.
他说原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
You say, I am not hostile to God.
他说我不与神为仇啊。
I want to please God.
我要使神讨神的喜悦。
But the evil nature within you
可是我心里的罪
drives you to do those things
使我去犯罪
which are opposed to God.
就是那些神不所喜悦的。
Therefore, setting you up as an enemy of God.
所以使到我成为神的敌人。
It says it does not subject to the laws of God, for it is not even able to do so.
所以他说这个是不服神的律。
Seven.
所以就是因为不服神的律，也是不能服从。
And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
而且这属肉体的人是不能得神的喜欢。
Now I know people and have talked to people who say that when I get good enough.
所以我常有人跟我说，他说当我能够行善到一个地步
，then I will come to God.
我才来到神的面前。
But Scripture says that they will never be good enough.
可是圣经告诉我们是没有一个人能够行善的足够的。
They cannot please God.
没有一个人能够讨神的喜悦。
Because of the sinful nature.
是因为我们心里的罪。
That's why Jesus says, "Come to me now."
所以耶稣说，来到我面前吧。
He says, "Let me fix you."
让我来把你更新。
He says, "I will set you free."
我要能够使你得到释放。
The choice is ours.
这个选择是我们的。
But there is a word in these verses.
那在这些经文里面
，that I skipped over.
有一句话我就跳过了。
That is key to living in the Spirit.
是这个。能够在活出神的样式的关键。
This is the how for living in the Holy Spirit of God.
这是叫我们怎么样能够在借着神的圣灵来活的。
God has given us an expectation of living without sin, living our daily walk, not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
神要我们 不要切体切肉体，而要体切圣灵。
And he will never give us an expectation or a command without giving us the power to do it.
所以他不会有这样的期望，如果他没有给我们一个能力来能够行出来。
And if you look in Romans verse 8, chapter 8, verses 5 to 8,
说你看罗马书第八章五到八节，
you will find six times the word mind is used.
你会看到有六次提到体贴。
Four times directly,
四次是直接的，
and two times implied.
两次是暗示的。
Look with me again.
来，我们再看一次。
For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
So that is to say, they set their minds on the things of the Spirit.
所以嘛，他们就体贴圣灵的事。
For the mind set on the flesh is death.
体贴肉体的就是死。
But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
体贴圣灵的乃是生命和平安。
Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God.
因为体贴肉体的就是以神为仇。
It, that is the mind,
因为那就是我们的体贴。
Does not subject itself to the law of God.
不服神的力。
For it, which is the mind,
这个我们的心，
is not even able to do so.
不可能行。
So it is the mind that is the key.
所以关键是在我们的心。
If you look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 10,
如果你再看哥林多后书第十章，
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 3 to 5,
第三节到第五节，
we will see how the mind is to function within the Spirit.
我们再看这个圣灵在我们心中怎么样动工，
in our daily lives.
在我们每一天的生活里面，
For the provision of deliverance from the power of sin is through Jesus Christ.
Sorry. 那这是我们只有从耶稣基督里的能够靠着他的能力，我们才能够胜过这个罪恶。
He has given us the power to be free.
他给我们这个力量能够得到自由。
But experiencing this power in our daily lives over sin is due to the indwelling power of the Spirit.
我们是能够因为在我们这个生活里面，我们能够胜过这个罪恶，是因为他的圣灵在我们心里的。
And this means submitting to the Spirit.
这就是我们要顺服神给我们的圣灵。
So with that in mind,
那我们就看这样。
Listen to what Second Paul told the Corinthians.
我们看这个保罗怎么样在哥林多前后书里面说。
Yep. For though we live in the world,
是我们虽然在血气中行事，
we do not wage war as the world does.
却不凭着血气征战。
In other words, we do not use swords and guns and spears.
就是用，换句话说，我们不用刀剑，我们不用枪炮。
The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world.
那些兵器不是属血气的。
On the contrary,
反之
they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
是在神面前有能力，而且可以攻破坚固的营垒。
We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God.
将各样的计谋，各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了。
And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ.
我们就是要在不管我们所思所行，我们都要顺服神。
You see, God will give you through His Spirit the power to overcome the evil that's within.
神会借着他的圣灵直到我们能够胜过我们心中的罪。
But we must make the choice.
可是我们必须要做一个选择。
To yield to the Spirit.
就是我们要顺服和体贴神。
And to guide our thoughts.
直到我们能够在心思意念里面得到引导。
So it is not only a matter of just trying to guard our thoughts on our own.
这不是说我们靠我们的力量，我们的能力来阻止我们犯罪。
It is a matter of recognizing the battle.
是我们要承认是有这样的征战在我们心中。
And relying on the power of the Spirit.
而完全是靠圣灵的能力。
For in this verse, 2 Corinthians,
在哥林多后书，
It says that we have divine power to demolish strongholds.
他说到我们有这样的一个能力，能够攻破坚固的营垒。
A stronghold is a sin that has taken you captive.
这个坚固的营垒就是我们被关在这个罪的这个监牢里面。
That has enslaved you.
就好像知道我们在这个罪里面成为了罪的奴仆。
A sin that no matter what you will not overcome.
这不管是任何罪，我们都没有办法能够胜过。
And I will share with you a short story of myself.
我会跟你们分享一下我自己个人的一个小故事。
You can go and tell your friends after.
你可以跟你们朋友说。
When I was young and a Christian, I was only a Christian for a few years.
他说我年轻的时候，当我成为一个基督徒，我只是成为基督徒不到几年。
I was a manager of a company that had three facilities.
我是一个，a
quality manager.
我是一个这个，quality manager.
Yeah, just a management person.
Yeah, 我是一个经纪人。
Yeah.
管品质管理的人。
For a manager that had three companies.
Yeah, 我是有三个公司。
One where I was located.
一个是我住的地方,
one about 4 hours away,
一个是4个小时之外,
and the last about 8 hours away.
最后一个是8小时之外,
and every month I had to go to the other two facilities to see how things were going.
每一个月我都必须到这每一个地方去看看,
and one of those places, the one furthest away,
这个是在最远的那个,
had an Indian reservation.
有一个印第安人的营地。
And on that Indian reservation, there was a casino.
在这个印第安的营地里面有一个赌场。
And so, before I was a believer, I never had a desire to gamble.
当我是还没有成为基督徒之前，我是从来没有想过要去赌博的。
But when I would go to this facility, I found myself being drawn to this place.
可是当我来到这个营地的时候，我不知不觉的我被这个赌场吸引了。
And I believe that gambling is wrong in the sight of God.
我相信在神的眼中，赌博是错的。
For it is seeking riches outside of His will.
是我们要在这个地上寻求在神之外的这个福分，这个财宝。
But knowing this, I found myself going there.
虽然我知道这点，可是我还是去了。
And I used to wear a cross with a necklace, and I would put it behind me when I go there.
我常常带着一个项链，是一个十字架的。那天我就把它拉到后面去了。
I didn't want anybody to know who I was.
我不要任何人知道我是谁。But
when I came out of there,
当我从里面出来的时候,
guilt would overcome me.
我满心不舒服，很感很。And
I would cry my heart out to God, asking for forgiveness.
我向神呼喊，求神来免，就是免了我的罪。And
so the next month, when I returned to that place,
那在下个月我们就回去，我就回去到那个地方。
I brought no cash.
我没有带什么钱。
Only my credit card so I could pay for my hotel and food.
我只带了我的信用卡。
But then I borrowed some money.
可是我去借了一些钱。
And again I felt very bad and I asked God to forgive me.
再一次我求神怜悯我。
And I promised never to do it again.
我就说我以后就不要再做这样的事情了。
And the following month when I went back.
可是再下一个月我又回去了。
I tried as hard as I could not to go there.
我试了很多次不愿意去，可是还是去了。
Knowing it was wrong.
明明知道这是错的。
And yet I went there.
可是我还是去了。 This
time when I went out,
这次我回去,
I was totally defeated.
我完完全全的失败了。
I said, God, I will never overcome this problem.
我说神啊, 我靠我自己的力量, 我是没有办法能够胜过这个。
I had become enslaved.
我变成罪的奴仆。
No matter what I did,
不论我怎么做,
no matter all the preparations I made to prevent myself from doing it,
不管心里怎么样预备我自己不愿意去做的事情,
I still did it.
可是我还是做了。And
so I asked God to help me because I will never overcome it.
所以求神帮助我，因为靠我自己是没有办法。In
the quietness of my heart,
在我心里,
God said to me, it is about time.
神告诉我，时候到了。You
see, I was struggling in my own strength.
他说你已经挣扎了很久了。
It was not until I surrendered and admitted to God I could never overcome it.
除非你完完全全的顺服神，你是没有办法能够胜过这个罪的捆绑。That
He gave me the victory.
他给我了胜利。Set
me free.
他释放了我。And
now I have no desire to go and gamble.
那现在我再也不会想到要去赌博了。I
say that as an example.
我说这个给你们听，是一个例子。
Because I was trying in my own strength.
因为我自己也靠我自己的力量。
Just as Paul did in chapter 7.
就好像保罗在第七章说的,
finding another law at work in his body, a law of evil.
Yeah, 就是要找到另外一个律来使到我们胜过我们心里的罪。
And so therefore it is impossible for those without the Spirit
所以那些没有圣灵的引导的人,
to overcome a sin.
是没有办法能够胜过罪。
That sin might be alcohol.
不管这个罪是, 凶酒,
it might be drugs.
或者是毒品,
it might be pornography.
或者是淫乱的事情,
it could be whatever it is, but there is a sin that you will become enslaved to.
Yeah, 不论是什么罪,
it might not bother somebody else.
可是有些人还是不觉得有什么大不了,
for everyone has a weakness. And our sinful nature will put us in bondage. But God will set us free. And so then, it is in the mind. It is taking down those strongholds by the divine power that is within us when we ask Him to forgive us.
So, 当我们求神原谅我们的时候, 我们心中这个坚固的营垒,这个罪的营垒就会被攻破了。
Admitting that we will never do it on our own.
我们承认我们再也不会能够自己做。
And in 2 Corinthians 10,
在哥林多后书第十章,
it says, we demolish every argument and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God.
他说, 我们虽然在血气中行事, 却不凭着血气战争。
Okay. That are those arguments such as Paul addressed back in Romans 6.
所以保罗曾经也在罗马书第六章也提过了。
With some believers thought that because they were under grace, they could go on sinning.
所以那些人他觉得他们因为在神的恩典之下, 他们会继续的不停地犯罪。
And yet the word of God shows clearly,
可是神的话清楚地指出,
that we have a responsibility not to sin.
我们有这样的不犯罪的责任。
But then after Paul gets done explaining this, he goes on,
保罗说完这些, 他继续地在说,
in verses 9 through 11,
在第九节到第十一节,
he says, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you.
他说, 如果神的灵住在你们心里, 你们就不属肉体,乃属圣灵了。
So what he is saying is the sinful nature no longer has mastery over you.
他说我们的肉体就不会再控制我们,
if you are walking in the Spirit.
只要我们能够在圣灵的引导之下,
that is controlling your mind, your thoughts in your mind.
那就控制着我们的心,
that is making sure that you are keeping in line with the Word of God.
使我们能够遵行神的话。
And that is why it is so important to read the Word of God.
所以读圣经是非常重要的。
And so therefore we are to take captive every thought and make it obedient. So therefore we are to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ.
所以我们必须要, 心意回转,
and when we do this, we will find it is not a struggle, that it is easy to do. It is like a jet plane.
那这样我们的就会发觉到我们, 就很容易行,
that takes effort to reach an altitude.
就好像飞机要升到很高空去,
but once it reaches it, the engines cut back because it does not take as much to maintain.
Yeah, 来到高空的时候, 它这个引擎就可以慢下来。
It is the Spirit of God and His power in us,
这是因为神的圣灵, 祂的力量在我们心里中,
that will give us the power to overcome.
使到我们能够有力量来胜过。
In verse 9, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you.
在, yeah, 罗马书第八章第九节, 他说, 如果神的灵住在你们心里, 你们就不属肉体, 乃属圣灵了。
And here is a test.
这是一个考验。
It says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
他说, 人若没有基督的灵, 就不是属基督的。
But if Christ is in you,
如果基督在你们心里,
though the body is dead because of sin,
身体就因罪而死,
yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness.
心灵却因义而活了。
But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead
然而呢, 那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的,
dwells in you,
这个灵如果住在你们心里,
then He who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Holy Spirit who dwells in you.
那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
He ends this section of Scripture
他这样的结束,
the same way he started it.
他跟他原来所写的都是一样。
In verse 1, he says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
在第一节他说,那些在基督里面的就不必定罪。
In verse 11, it says, he will raise your mortal bodies if you are in Christ.
在第十一节他说,他会让你的必死的身体直到活过来。
Through the Holy Spirit who is in you.
是通过那个在你心里的圣灵。
So therefore, the question is, are you in Christ?
所以问题是,你是不是在基督里面呢?
If you are in Christ, then the Holy Spirit of God is in you.
如果你在基督里面,神的圣灵就在你心中。
Because He is the one that put you in Christ.
因为他是那位把圣灵放在你,浇灌在你心里的人。
Through the washing, renewal, and rebirth.
这圣灵能够使到你的心里洁净,能够使你重生。
He is the one that God sent into you to seal you for that day.
他是那一位是神差来放在你里面。
Guaranteeing your inheritance.
保证你得到天上的基业。
And He is the one who will give you power in your life.
他就是那位能够使到你在你生活里面有能力。
To walk in peace.
来有平安。
And the freedom that is in Christ.
而且有这个完完全全在基督里面的自由。
It is not a matter of the mind in your own strength.
这是我们不是自己想，我们自己有能力。
It is the matter of your mind and submission to the Spirit.
是我们自己心里想，我们愿意顺服神。
So the question is, are you in Christ?
所以问题又还是,你是不是在基督里面?
For those who are in Christ,
那些在基督里面的,
and do walk by the Spirit,
是靠着圣灵行的,
but yet struggle sometimes with sin,
可是却是还是偶尔还是会因着我们的罪而受到有挣扎,
it is unfortunate, but we will as long as we live in this mortal body,
是非常可惜的, 只有我们还是带着这样起死身体的话, 我们还是会有这样的挣扎。
Still have an occasion to sin.
我们还是会犯罪。
But it is different
可是却不一样,
than those who do not have the Spirit.
就对那些没有圣灵的人是不一样,
who walk in sin.
他们在罪里面行。
And so the Apostle John addressed this.
所以约翰有这么说,
in 1 John chapter 1,
在,
the Apostle John addressed this.
约翰第一章,
beginning in verse 8.
不是,约翰一书第一章第八节开始。
He is writing to believers.
他写信给信徒。
He says to them, he says this, he says, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us.
他说,如果我们说我们自己没有罪,我们是自己欺骗自己,那真理就不在我们里面了。
So no one will walk free of sin their whole life in this body.
所以没有一个人靠着借着我们的身体，我们是从来不能够没有罪。
Because the evil, the sinful nature,
因为我们是本来的罪行,
desires to have you back.
是要我们跟着他。
That is why God gave us the Spirit.
所以神才给我们他的圣灵。
So that we do not have to submit to it.
好让我们不用顺服这罪的捆绑。
But he says not only that if we would deceive ourselves if we have no sin, but then he tells us what to do when we have sinned.
他不但告诉我们,我们是自己欺骗了自己,如果我们说我们没有罪。
In verse 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他说,如果我们承认我们自己的罪,而且我们,如果我们承认我们罪,他是信实的,他是会要洁净我们,好让我们能够 在他面前称义。
And then in verse 10, he repeats himself.
在第十节的时候他重复地说,
he says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in us.
他说,如果我们说我们没有罪, 那我们就是欺骗,这是一个骗子, 那他的话语就不在我们里面了。
So it is not a life of perfection.
这不是说我们一个毫无瑕疵的生命。
But it is freedom from being enslaved to sin.
只是我们在这个罪里面的捆绑能够脱离出来。
And it is a process in our life.
这是我们的每一天生活里面。
That God would call sanctification.
神说和我们圣洁成圣。
In which God refines us and we become closer and closer.
神的靠着圣灵使到我们能够越来越的越来越圣洁。
To the Lord.
越来越有神的样式。
And sin becoming less and less in us.
那这罪就会越来越的慢慢的就会少。
And this is the rule that John gave us.
这是约翰给我们的一个条规。
In his first letter of John.
在约翰一书里面。
In chapter 2, he says, My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin.
在第二章他说到，他说，我写这个信给你们是好让你们不再犯罪。
And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
他说，如果有任何人犯罪了，我们在天上有一个我们有在天上有神来给我们引领。
So the rule is rule of thumb is that we do not sin.
所以这个就提醒我们不要再犯罪了。
But when we do,
可是然而我们一旦犯罪。
Then we must confess it to the Lord.
我们必须要承认我们的罪。
Because even his child,
就是他们的。
When we sin, we are separated from him.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们就远离了神。
As your child, when you punished him, you would send him to his room.
就好像你的孩子们，如果他犯错了，你把他送到他的房间里面。
He was still your child.
他还是你的儿子。
But you were not in fellowship.
可是你们却没有沟通了。
Until he realized his wrong.
直到他认罪。
And then you would reunite.
然后你就会重新在一起。
And so therefore, as a believer, when we do sin,
所以我们一个信徒呢，当我们犯罪的时候，
we have one who stands at the right hand of the Father.
我们有一位在神的右手的。
Who advocates for us?
他会给我们指导。
The Holy One, Jesus Christ.
就是那一位圣者耶稣基督。
So as a believer,
所以我们这些信徒，
there are times when we will sin.
有些时候我们还是会犯罪。
But we should be walking in a way that is not with sin.
可是我们必须要在这个罪里面 行出神的样式来。
Not by our own strength.
不是靠着我们自己的力量。
But asking the Holy Spirit to work within us.
是求神差他的圣灵在我们心中动工。
For those of us who maybe are still on the road.
那我们那些当下还在慕道的当中的人。
And have not come to Christ yet.
还没有完全接受神。
The scripture says in Romans chapter 8.
那圣经里面的罗马书第八章。
That the mind set on the flesh is hostile to God.
他说那一些体贴肉体的是以神为仇的。
It is not even able to please him.
这是不能够讨神的喜悦。
And it cannot do so.
也完全不能。
You will not be able to get good enough to finally get to the point where you want to come to God.
你是从永远都不会能够行善到一个地步，你能够很平安的来到神的面前。
He says, "Come to me now."
他说。来到我面前，现在就来。
Just as you are.
就是好像你本来的。
He says, "I will remove all of your sin."
他虽然你有罪，可是我却能够把你的罪挪去。
He says, "I will remove the bondage that you are in."
我会使到你从你最终能够得到释放。
I will set you free.
我会使你能够得到自由。
And I will give you eternal life.
我会给你永远的生命。
But the choice is yours.
这个选择是你的。
He will never force anyone to come to him.
他不会强迫你。
Let us pray.
那我们来祷告。
Father, our God in heaven,
我们天上的父，
we thank you for your word.
我们为着你给我们的话语感谢你。
We thank you that you did not call us to struggle with sin for the rest of our life.
我们感谢你，因为你不让我们继续的在我们心中有挣扎。
When we come before you,
只要我们来到你面前。
But Father, you have promised us freedom and peace.
天父啊，你已经给我们应许，我们能得到完全的自由，而且能够平安。
In your Son Jesus Christ，
是借着耶稣基督。
Father, we thank you。
天父，我们感谢你。
For sealing us，
给我们这样的一个保证。
And for giving us power，
给我们这样的力量。
To walk in obedience to you，
来顺服你。
Father, we thank you that you have given us everything we need for life and godliness。
天父，我们感谢你，因为你给我们一切所需的来行走这个天国的道路。
And for sending your Son Jesus Christ,
也感谢你赐下你独生爱子
to pay the price
来到给我们做为赎罪。
For our freedom.
为的是拯救我们从罪里面出来。
Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you.
我们这个祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.